Hello and welcome to the Squeak Squad.
Squeak Squad!
Squeak Squad!
Alright, so today we're going to be talking about the Jurassic Park Evolution. Don't fact check that because I don't know if it's Jurassic World Evolution or Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but I think it's World.
Jurassic World, probably.
Yeah.
So, that's the topic game today. We're going to be covering our favorite dinosaurs, a summary of the game, per usual.
Yeah.
And some, maybe even a little tiny bit of trivia. I don't know. But, let's hop right into it. First, do you want to start with the questions or the summary?
Let's start summary so the people know what we're talking about.
So, in one, there's a campaign mode, challenges, sandbox, and I think missions. But I think that's like the same as
campaign.
Yeah. So, our favorite mode is sandbox, because it's like you can do everything.
Everything and anything you want.
Pretty much, except actually, you can kind of make a Jurassic apocalypse.
Yeah, first time I played, I didn't set a pin.
Yeah. So if you want, you can be evil. Woohoo! You can release your dinosaurs to eat your guests. Yay!
I have never done that.
No, I haven't either. But I feel like it would be fun. That was a joke. Okay. Yeah. So, that's, without spoiling much, that's really the summary. So,
let's move on to questions.
Yep. Do we want to do questions or a little bit of trivia?
Questions.
Questions? All right. What is your favorite place to make your park?
I've only made it in one park, and I have no idea what its name is.
Oh. I like is the Nublar because it's the classic. It's the OG.
Oh, wait. Yes, that's the park I play on.
Yeah. The Canada one is okay, but I feel like is the Nublar is just better because it's like
cool.
It's the original.
Yeah, the OG. But you can make, you can make, like, your own imagination of Jurassic Park or World.
Yeah. Especially in Sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to question two. What is your favorite dinosaur?
Mine, personally, is Velociraptor.
All right. Solid choice. Mine is probably the Paracephalosaurus.
Paracephalosaurus has no idea what that is.
Don't fact check me on how to say the name. Don't. Let me. 1 second, please.
No idea what that dinosaur is.
Is a headbutting dinosaur.
Headbutting, so like Triceratops.
Yeah. It's instead of having horns to headbutt with, it is the.
Yeah.
It has just like a really hard,
kind of like helmet kind of thing.
Yeah, you got a really hard dome.
Nice.
Got that hard dome.
Hard dome.
Some have little horns in the back of their head, but nothing like could to hurt anything.
Yeah. Stegosaurus is probably a really cool one.
Yeah, too. Also like the Albertosaurus.
Yeah, Albertosaurus. Mosasaurus is probably one of the coolest water dinosaurs. Yeah.
I think there's also one called the Plesiosaurus. That one's like a turtle or something. Don't backtrack. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm
not a dinosaur expert. I'm not an archaeologist. Don't fact check anything. Yeah. We're just...
Also, all questions are based on opinions.
Yes. All answers to the questions.
Yes. Are
based on opinions. So, don't fact check anything. Don't... We're not pros at this. We're not archaeologists. We don't.
I have never seen a dino fossil.
There's also the, moving on to question three. There are many different styles of things. There is the Hawaiian one, the modern one, and like the military looking one, which personally I have never used the military looking one. I just no, thank you. Sorry, but no, I'm good.
I've used all three in one park.
Wow. The military style, the tropical style, and the modern style.
Yep. Modern entrance, by that I know.
Yeah.
Tropical hotels and modern bathrooms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Military bunkers.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. I enjoy the modern because I feel like the tropical hotel is more of a resort. I feel like the modern hotel is more of a hotel and not a resort. I feel like
it is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. But I do have to say, there's not a lot of rooms. There's like in the large modern hotel, there's like at least 30, 25 rooms. In the other one, there's like 5.
Yeah.
The large one. I mean, they're like decently sized rooms for the other one. It's just there's not enough for a large hotel. So, for me, it's modern.
Yeah, probably modern too.
Moving on to question number 4. Let me look. Hold on. Okay. When do you like to... How do you like organize your things? Do you put herbivores close, omnivores like mid-range, and carnivore is way out?
For me, I just... In sandbox, I just put them all in one cage.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
None have died yet.
Well, that's quite a feat. That's quite triumphant. I like to... I'll do a few, like, depending on the dinosaur and depending on their genes. Like, some are intolerant, some are different, some are very tolerant. Depending on that'll choose how many dinosaurs I put in.
If they like to be alone, then
just... I'll only do, like, one or two.
Yeah, but if they like to be in groups, like, maybe 5 or 6 or 4.
Yeah. Like, I got the Georgiosaurus. I don't know how to pronounce it. We are not scientists. We are not archaeologists.
We are not pros.
They're not pros at this. So don't fact check anything that we are saying. So okay. We kind of already covered it, and both of our favorite dinosaurs are both land. But what's your favorite? Water and flying.
Flying?
I know it's not like flying, but there's a type of velociraptor that can like somewhat glide that I heard of.
Don't really know any of flying, and I kind of forgot all their models. Although I am surprised they haven't added
here it is. Let me see the name. I'm gonna butcher this. I'm gonna absolutely butcher this.
Well,
okay. Maniraptor. I don't. Maniraptors? We are not pros. Don't get mad if when we butcher names, please.
Don't judge us.
Don't be a judgeful Judy. Don't be Judge Judy. But the Maniraptors. I don't know. I also liked the Microraptor. And then there's another one that's pretty cool.
Probably
feathers. It's like a bat wings.
Favorites has to be either Mosasaurus or Ichthyosaurus.
Mosasaurus is really good.
Yeah.
I can't remember if Plesiosaurus is the
I'm pretty sure you're saying Plesiosaurus right.
Well, it doesn't really count, but cut me some slack here. The Spinosaurus was known to have okay swimming abilities. It could swim a little bit.
Although in my one large setup, it probably only reaches the neck of a velociraptor.
Yeah, they don't let you change the depth of the water.
Yeah, it's really a bummer.
There's the Plesiosaurus is like a Loch Ness monster.
Yeah,
that's the one that I like. There's also a dolphin looking one.
That's the Ichthyosaurus, I think.
Some of them look so. The dolphin looking ones look so fat. Like you don't even know.
Are you talking about the yellow one?
It's so weird looking. I don't even know how to describe it on the podcast. It's just. Like, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's just like.
The Ichthyosaurus?
I'm gonna butcher it again. Warning, if you get triggered, skip the next like 30 minutes. That was a joke. I'm just gonna say what I think it is. The Ichthyosaurus. I'm just gonna leave the pronouncing to you because I can't.
It's the Ichthyosaurus.
Ichthyosaurus?
Ichthyosaurus.
The Ichthyosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the last one is like a alligator with a fin. If you watched most of the Jurassic Park, Jurassic World things, there's one that somewhat appears like a cameo. It kind of appears as like a animated cameo. People are gonna hate me if I say it, but to me, the Pokemon Dracovish from the Galar region in Pokemon, its head looks like the, I'm gonna butcher it again, the Dunkle Eustace. I don't know how to say it.
I have no idea.
I don't know how to say it. So,
again, we are not professionals.
We're not. I don't know. Don't get mad. Okay, just Tommy, look at this. The Dunkle Eustace. Like, just hear me out. You have to agree. It kind of looks like Dracovish's head in the Galar region.
I'm not a Pokemon professional either.
I'm just a Pokemon nerd, so that's why I know. That's why I know this. I'm just a Pokemon nerd, so that's why. And I'm not saying any of the people watching that know Dracovish are nerds by any means. I'm just saying personally am a Pokemon nerd.
That's
like every single dinosaur by name.
That
not dinosaur Pokemon.
Yeah, that's an opinion, I guess.
I guess calling myself a Pokemon nerd, I guess.
And knowing that.
Okay. There are a few more mentionable things for. Now we're just gonna do goofiest looking dinosaurs. There are a few mentionable honors, yes. There are a few that we can name without getting whiplash from the viewers. I don't want to be whiplash with hate. So, let me just. Okay. So look at this. You see the one that looks so incredibly dopey that it looks like the only thing it can eat is a pancake. Like, it doesn't even have a mouth. Do you see that? It's the Mastodonsaurus. Mastodonsaurus.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah. The one next to the long-necked guy.
Yeah. The goofiest looking. In my books, that's one of the goofiest looking dinosaurs I've ever seen. And then the one at the bottom left corner. You see that?
The chameleon tail looking guy?
It has no right to have a tail that big. No right.
It's
called the Platysaurus. Platysaurus.
Platysaurus?
Platysaurus. Like, I don't even... How do you grow up with that big of a tail? Like, how do you get that from genetics?
I have no idea.
That tail is, like, literally bigger than the freaking dinosaur.
Yeah.
How do you...
All an opinion.
I know that it's not... Like, how do you... That one's just chonk. That one's just like a little chonk. And there are some that have
what's the word? I don't even know. But there are some things. I think it's called. I don't even. Here, let me check. Let me fact check this really quick. There is a dinosaur, like a shark, that has, like, that has. I don't even know the words. Evolved, I guess, to live in the present. The present ages. Oh.
The world.
Like, I don't even. It's like a shark that. I don't even. It's like freaking. People called it the freaking ancient shark. It's just like. People have said that it's so incredibly freaking goofy and old. Yeah, this thing. This thing. The frilled shark. People have said that that thing, like, adapted to live in the present.
I can't see anything.
Here. It's like the freaking. Like, you see this? The frilled shark, top right corner? Like, it's just.
Ooh.
Its head looks like a freaking.
Alien.
Yeah, it's just so goofy. You can't even see its freaking eyes. Like, obviously, it's like right there.
It looks like an eel.
Yeah, but it's like. How do you evolve, adapt into that?
Hey, it kind of looks like a very enlarged head and very enlarged body of a hagfish.
True. And there's another shark or fish. I don't even know that name. It's just so freaking goofy. It's like, I don't even know. And then there's this freaking goofy shark called the ancient eagle shark. Ooh. Like, well, I mean, definitely heard a lot of opinions on this episode about goofiest, coolest, like, well, we haven't covered cool sharks. Well, not sharks, but dinosaurs yet. So guess what's next? But, I mean, just look at this. This ancient eagle shark.
It looks like an airplane. A very,
it looks
very,
like it could take flight.
It looks like a very, very cursed airplane.
It looks like it has lips, too. Like, it doesn't even have, like. Okay. Well, moving on, because we've already cast a lot of opinions about goofiest looking dinosaurs. So out of my list, let's start yours. I'm just taking up way too much time. Go ahead, what's your goofiest shark or not? I keep saying shark. What do you think is the goofiest looking?
I don't know. Do you know that long-beaked flying dude in Jurassic World?
Okay. I don't want to get flagged or anything. This thing, it's not even a dinosaur. It's just an elephant with fangs.
What? I need to see this.
It's not even a. I'm not even naming dinosaurs that are in the game at this point. I'm just going off on a rant about goofy looking dinosaurs. But you see, this thing looks like an elephant with fangs.
Well, it doesn't have the large ears of an elephant.
We need to get back on topic.
So, yeah, we're going way off
track. I'm not saying this
to be flagged. I'm not saying this to be rude, but my personal opinion, the goofiest looking dinosaur in Jurassic Park evolution, Jurassic World, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is a herbivore. It's like it's just like,
you know what, for me the goofiest dinosaur is probably Iguanodon.
I can't even say it.
What?
Like, its name. They just, like, it's just, like, I can't even say the name.
Could I say? Maybe I could try to pronounce it.
It's not that I can't pronounce it.
It's just its name is so long.
It's not even that. It's just its name is just something that it's not okay to say. Like, I'm not saying that it's the goofiest dinosaur to be rude, but you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a herbivore that's in Jurassic Park Evolution. It has a long neck. It's tolerant. And it likes to eat plants.
A Nigeriosaurus, I'm guessing?
Nigerisaurus. We'll just go with that. Nigerisaurus.
Yeah. No offense.
We're not trying to be offensive, but it looks like a duck.
Ducks.
Its eyes are so, like, its eyes are big. It looks like a duck. It has a bill. Like, it literally has a bill.
It has a square mouth.
Flat. Its face is flat. Not like flat where it don't got no nose. It's got huge nostrils, just to prove you wrong. Its face is literally like a duck's bill, like a duck's beak.
For me, the goofiest looking dinosaur, in my opinion, probably the Iguanodon.
Iguanodon is pretty dang goofy. But there's also another one. I don't even know the name of it. I don't even know the name of it. I think it's this one. Where's this one? I don't even know, but its face looks so goofy.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's the Amavacale.
I don't even know how to say it. I have an enclosure of like four of them. One's named George, one's named Sally. I don't even know the other two's names.
George, Sally, and unknown and unknown.
Pretty much. I don't even remember. Donna and Frederick, that's what it was. Like, it's just, I think it starts with a G, but I don't even know. It's like Georgosaurus? Georgosaurus? I don't even know. It's not Georgosaurus. Like, I don't... I don't even know what it's called, but it has... It looks like it has a beak, like a bird's beak. It's just... Okay. Gone over goofiest dinosaurs for way too long. Now, the coolest looking dinosaurs. You already did this. You knew it was coming. The coolest looking dinosaurs. Mine in Jurassic Park, I just like the Albertosaurus because it has like eyebrows, but it, you can also think of it as like a hat. I also think that the, what's it called?
Gigantosaurus?
Close. It's the one from not the Minion, but the one from before that, the movie before that. Like the really aggressive
T-Rex.
A dinosaur. It was like black and yellow. It was just like really, really, really aggressive. But I think that one is pretty cool too. The one that Blue killed, like the one that Blue shoved onto the statue, the pointy statue.
I have not watched any, watched any Jurassic Park movies.
How are we making this episode then?
I have no clue.
Like, so what did you say was the coolest looking dinosaur? Because I'm going with Albertosaurus.
I don't really know for me. All of them are so cool, except the goofy ones.
Yeah. The goofy ones are goofy, but I take one as a pet.
A pin. I'd probably take one of the small ones tamed.
The... What is it called? The one that killed the Jurassic Park founder dude in the movie. In the comics.
T-Rex?
No, the, I think it starts with a C. I don't even know. It's like one of the small, oh, excuse me. It's like one of the smallest dinosaurs like in the entire franchise. The Compies. That's what it is. The Compies.
Compies?
The Compies. The Compiosaurus.
Compiosaurus.
They're the tiniest little things. But they're so big, bag and bag. And then when they realize you're not going to give them jack squat, they're like, we're going to kill you now. Compy dinosaur. Yeah. It's just...
I can tell by that they're really moody.
Quite moody.
Compiosaurus, well, I can tell from that. Opinion.
It's just, they're so small. They're like the same size as a freaking chihuahua.
Oh my.
Yeah. Like, look at this. They're the same size as a freaking chihuahua.
Like, I don't even know why. Like, just get a golf club and just four. Whack. Whack. Four.
Hole one.
Four. Boom. Just, like, whack the darn thing. Instead, he was like, ooh, hi, little guys. There you go. Eat my fingers a snack. Oh. Oh, never mind. You want my whole body. Like, he just let him eat him alive. Like, it's the dumbest thing ever.
Also, to think those little guys are carnivores.
Yeah. They run in packs of, like, 20.
Actually, my favorite dinosaur are the ones with the frills, and they shoot venom.
Mm. That's a myth. They don't shoot acid or venom. Their bite is poisonous, though.
I thought they... Do you know how I thought they killed their prey?
Dinosaurs, too. I was like, hey, I'm going to shoot you with acid. But I'm pretty sure that that's actually a myth. I will look it up, though. Do you know what...
Do you know what I thought they did? I thought they shot venom into their victims' eyes, making them blind.
Oh, maybe it does have acid glands that shoot it out. I don't even know. The Dilophosaurus. The Dilophosaurus.
Could you put it up and see if that's what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's what you're talking about, though.
Yep, that's him.
Because in one of the other pictures that I saw, right here you can see in the picture how it's shooting the stuff out of its throat.
Yeah.
At the same time, that's a universal. That's on a ride. So I don't know if they picked up on a myth or not.
It's probably just water.
Probably. It's probably just like slightly acidic water. So it like burns a little bit, but it doesn't like, it's not so acidic that it'll like give you like third degree burns.
And blisters.
Well, it'll give you blisters, probably. It'll give you, like, rashes and stuff. But probably not hot enough to the point where it'll give you, like, degree burns. Like, it'll probably be lethal if you get it in, like, your eyes or something. Like, you could...
But, hey, in rides like that one, it's probably just water.
Well, yeah, on rides, it's definitely just water because they don't want a lawsuit.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. I don't know, man. Do we want to do some trivia?
Well, I have a thing to tell you about Bugsnax after this.
Okie dokie. Do we just want to... If you don't know what Bugsnax is, go and check out our previous episode about it. We did a full summary, spoiler sensitive, most of it. There are a little bit of spoilers.
When this podcast...
No major, like, major...
Yeah.
There's no spots and holes, but you can just skip the summary if you don't want to. But it's a fun game. It's definitely a fun game. I recommend
really
it out. If you have a certain degree of Game Pass on... I don't know if you can get it on Game Pass on Xbox, but I know if you have, like the premium... I don't know if it's premium. I don't know what tier Game Pass it is that you need to get Bugsnax on PS5 and PS4. But I know it's on PS5 and PS4.
It's also on Switch.
Switch and Xbox, yes.
But, this has been probably longer than Bugsnax recording, so... Why don't we just wrap it up soon?
Alright. Well, hope you guys enjoyed the video.
Yep.
If you did, remember to... again, we're not pros at podcasts, but...
Yeah.
Do whatever you need to do. And
find the games.
Yep, try and find the games. They both cost money, unless you have Game Pass on PS5 or Xbox. They might both be on, but I'm almost positive. Let me fact check myself even. Because I don't know. Because I'm almost positive that Jurassic Park is on Xbox and...
It's definitely on PS5, though.
Yes. Because that's how we got it.
And I got it on the PS5.
Yeah. So, let me fact check myself real quick. Because we would like to be as reliable as possible. If you're an Xbox Game Pass member, you can download Jurassic World Evolution 2 to your Xbox consoles or PC through the Xbox app on PC at no extra cost. And then this one also says Jurassic World Evolution 2 coming to Xbox Game Pass later. So at some point, it's probably going to come, but we are positive that it is on a certain tier of... PS Plus.
So, are we ready to wrap things up now?
Yep. If you guys enjoyed the episode, make sure to check out our previous one, and we will be making another one soon. Mm-hmm. It is going to be about Redacted.
Redacted.